Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, two friends, Paul Byrne and Sonia Storm, are planning 17 sea dips in 17 counties in 24 hours, all to raise funds for Laura Lynn Children's Hospice. It's happening a month from now on April 26th. It's taking a love of sea swimming to the extreme, but of course for a very worthy cause. And Paul Byrne joins me in studio now. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire, and thanks for having me.
And you got into the sea because of back issues, and you're not a fan of the swimming pool.
No, my wife laughs at me because even on holidays years ago, you couldn't drag me into the sea. And then I started to get back issues and my wonderful physio, Anna, recommended that I would sea swim. I'd rather walk in hot coals, but I tried it and I remember being one morning in Greystones and I nearly fell asleep lying on my back in the water and that was it.
What is it that you don't like about swimming pools? I'm not mad on them either, so I'm just trying to share this collective.
Nearly drowning when I was young in one. Kind of kids messing around down in the ESB club and sports co, and the kind of, you know, indoors, the chlorine. I'll swim in them, but I prefer to be on the fresh air and swim in the sea, and you know, there's a bit more adventure about it. So
be fully immersed in nature. And I love what you're doing. I love why you're doing it. And I think it's really interesting. You found yourself at a low ebb, as we often do sometimes, a bit fed up in life. We have in one of those days. And it was an interview you heard that really sparked all this.
Yeah, a 56-year-old man feeling sorry for myself. Bad knees, bad back. And I was just working away, just having one of those days. And in the background, there was a family just talking about their experience in Laura Lynn. And I kind of snapped out of myself and just, you know, thought there's, you know, more important things in life. And I was lucky enough to raise money for Wicklow Cancer Support through a golf society. So I enjoyed the fundraising aspect of it. And it was a fantastic cause. So I just said, I need to just really help Laura Lynn. They're on my doorstep and they just do absolutely wonderful work. And I get to do the swimming as well, which was hugely important. So like swimming picks you up. But, you know, as I said, there's more important things in life than, you know, a middle-aged man feeling sorry for himself. So
yeah, and I only say it because I think we all feel it from time to time, you know, and to have that spark and be pulled out of it, I think is a really lovely thing. And Laura Lynn is an incredible place. I've been out many times through work and I've interviewed Jane, who set it up. She's a mother who lost her two children in quick succession. And she decided to give back and set up what is now Ireland's Children's Hospice. And they make it a very special place for children with life-limiting conditions or indeed facing end of life. And when we talk about our well-being, something that we often forget is the power of giving back. And that makes it seem a bit transactional that you're giving back to feel good about yourself. But it's not really about that. Community is so important. And for you to think, hang on a second, what am I moaning here for when there's people going through all untold horror very close to where I'm living now? What can I do about that? I mean, that's what really fuels the human spirit, I think.
Absolutely. And look, we're in a desperate world at the moment. You know, so many things to feel bad about. And sometimes we need to take a deep breath, a step back and just give a bit of love out there. And that's really it. Like, I have a 22-year-old daughter studying to be a vet and she inspires me every day. So, you know, it's really easy, you know, just to kind of get down about yourself. But there's so much things in life. Look, we're living on an island. We have this beautiful coast, beaches over in Sligo. There's so many places to visit. Up in Mayo, down in Kerry, it's absolutely fantastic. So, you know, everybody is entitled to a blip, but there's so much you can do out there and so much you can look forward to. And we need to keep places like Laura Lynn in our thoughts because, you know, every day they need to be raising money and ours is just a small gesture towards a bigger campaign. So,
well, it's actually a fairly big gesture because you're going beyond the local raffle or, you know, the table quiz, all great endeavours. You're doing, as I said in the introduction, 17 swims in 17 counties in 24 hours. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it started in my head. I was going to swim from Derry down to Wexford and I rang my good friend Shane, who's brutally honest with me, and he said, no, I'm not helping you unless you do them all. And I just went, you're crazy. So my background is logistics. He has a motorhome company. He's in Germany at the moment, actually collecting motorhomes. So he's used to driving big distances. So we sat down and we planned it out. And then last year we did a bit of a reconnaissance over a day and a half, and we realised it's doable. So then I spoke to my good friend Sonia Storm, who's a very tall, strong Finnish woman.
And what a cool name.
Oh, she has a friend called Michelle Thunder. You wouldn't believe it, but they rode together. So everything Sonia does, she took up rugby and she was brilliant. She rows, she's fantastic. So like it's a dip in the bath compared to swimming in Finland. So that my inspiration was just to try it. We looked it up and to see, that was it done before? It doesn't seem to have been done in 24 hours. It doesn't really matter because it's a fantastic challenge. But logistically, it's going to be quite difficult. That's the hardest bit. You know, getting in and out of the water for a couple of minutes is no bother to us. It'll be cold, but it's just getting there, 1,100 kilometres roughly. It works out at probably about 22 and a half hours going straight. So we've no room for margin for error.
So describe the 24 hours to us. You're going to start at what time, where, and do what?
So we're going to start in Balbriggan in North County, Dublin at a minute past midnight. And then we're going to work our way anti-clockwise, heading up Meath, Louth, up as far as Derry, then down to Donegal. Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo are great because it's like a triangle, and it takes about 25 minutes to drive the three of them. Then we have a couple of big drives over to Killala, a big one down to Galway, and hopefully we'll finish in Greystones in the Cove in Wicklow. A few people want to join us, and if people want to join us on the way around, it'd be fantastic as well. So,
and is it just a dip in each place, or do you have to do a specific amount of time or distance?
It'll be a couple of minutes. A couple of people have asked me how far am I swimming. One friend of mine asked, am I swimming 2 miles in each? And I just went, are you joking? So yeah, it'll be a couple of, because as I said, it takes, if you drive that route that we're doing, just drive it alone, it's about 18 hours. So we don't have much time for mistakes. Or we're lucky that Shane and Sean, who are driving us, are boat mechanics. And we also couldn't do it without the camper van, because the camper van allows us to get in and out and change and just keep moving. So that's a brilliant addition as well. So,
and obviously keeping warm is going to be an issue because you are going to be getting into winter sea. And you don't want that hypothermia to get in on you, because it can happen, particularly sitting in a cold camper van. Not that Shane had put you through that if this is his gig, but that's going to be important, isn't it? Minding yourself, your energy levels, your body temperature, so that you can sustain the 24 hours.
Oh, completely. Claire, you know, true sea swimming, like it's the couple of minutes after you get out that's the important bit. But like, there'll be hot water bottles, there'll be kettles on the go. I'm going to have 17 pairs of trunks for 17 swims. And we have it all set up, like we, even down to having large buckets to put our wet gear in. So we're well covered there. Again, logistically, it's hard. There's also a shower in the camper van if we need to warm up. So I'm looking forward to it. Like it's a huge challenge, but like it gets me going. So.
And talk to me about that, because I'm always keen to widen the conversation about what health and wellness is. And we've already talked about giving back. And what about this meaning and purpose that it's brought? I mean, I can see your eyes light up when you talk about driving around to do the logistics with Shane, and everyone's getting involved and coming together. And it can really be an amazing thing to be a part of any kind of project like this.
Oh, it is. Look, I was late to sea swimming. And, you know, some people will tell you, if you sea swim and you're missing an arm, you'll get out, your arm will grow back. It's not that, but it definitely is. Just it's hard to describe to people who don't do it. It's like, and people in work and my friends are sick of me telling them I sea swim every time, but like it's for your mental health, it is 100% brilliant. Like the feeling you have, like I was in Sandy Cove last night at night time, getting into 8 degrees of cold, and I always hesitate when I get in, but when you get out, it's like it really is euphoric. And especially for men, middle-aged men who don't chat to each other, you know, it's, you meet people out there, you meet people that will just come up and chat to you. I've discovered so many places from sea swimming. Myself and my wife travel around the country and we find little coves and beaches that we would never have found. So it's a big part of your life, but it just encourages you just to get up and get out and just realize that, you know, life is for living, really.
Yeah, and there's great power in doing things that you think you can't, which is getting into the sea every time and coming out thinking, I did that, and you give yourself a pat on the back. But taking on a challenge like this, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, it gives so much.
I've always been that type of person. If I sweep the floor, I have to be the best sweeper of the floor. So, I couldn't do it without Shane and Sean driving and Sonia on board as well. So, and most people now say we're mad, we won't do it. And that encourages me even more. And then you've got, you know, Laura Lynn in the background and, you know, seeing that what people go through day to day up there. Like, as I said, our challenge is little compared to that. I know it's going to be hard, but it's fun.
We will put up details on my social media. I'll share your page. And do you have a website?
We have an Instagram account. So it is 17county_-swim. So if you put in 17 County into Instagram, it'll pop up. So you can go onto the I Donate page, or you can click in the link in the bio. If you go on the I Donate page, just put in Sonia Storm and that'll bring it up. So we're only doing it 2 weeks and we've nearly 2,500, which is fantastic. Our target's 7,500, but we've only started. Irish people are so generous, but you just need to keep reminding them. And I'm good at that. So I'm a member of Wicklow Golf Club. So they're going to be good to me down there and support me, and people in work and my family have been fantastic. So.
And there is a list up there of all the stops you're making in order. So you are up for sea swimming clubs or anybody to come and support there on the night.
Yes, there's already a group called the Swimming Balbriggan Socks. A lady has got in contact with me. So we've changed slightly where we're going to begin in Balbriggan, because we realised that our site that we wanted to start at King Strand, when the tide is out, it's far out. So again, logistically, having to get out and back. So we're starting in a place called Delvin Bridge Strand, which is right on the border of Meath, handy enough. So we can actually swim in Dublin and swim in Meath without even changing our swim gear, which is fantastic. But yeah, absolutely. We would love, it would be fantastic. And as I said, when we finish in Greystones, hopefully we'll have a bit of a hoolie at the end. So
yeah, sounds great. I love it. I think it's such a brilliant, brilliant thing to do. Let's get behind Paul and Sonia on this. If you want to find out more, you can go to @17counties_swim_. Paul Byrne, I know you're going to do it. So enjoy it. Be in it, because what an amazing thing to do. And let's raise lots of money for Laura Lynn. Thank you so much for coming on.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.